Well, hello and welcome. Welcome back to Waffle Free Storytelling. Here we go, another glorious week on planet Earth. You know the jibber jabber is somewhere at the end. And so we're diving right into this week's story, which is called Parting Ways. Now, Fabrea lived on an island in the middle of an ocean so wide and so deep that she was sure her island was the only safe place to be. She didn't live alone. On that island, there were birds and bees and all sorts of walking and climbing creatures that had adapted to the nature of that island. The swimming things would swim for days before heading back to shore. The climbing things would climb to the highest boughs of the tallest tree. And the digging things, well, they would dig deep into the earth, creating caves upon caves, so twisting and winding that Fabrea had never been able to find an end to them. In the beginning, she was fascinated by the island. She loved it even. She explored it and played on it and gathered the fruits of it, and she flourished. And in return, Fabrea took care of that island. And with all that care, the island flourished too. Leaves were cleared and fruit was picked. The trees were pruned. The oceans were fished and the fires were built that warmed the very core of what was usually a very dark and cold place. And in some strange and unexpected ways, there was harmony. 3 decades passed. Fabrea grew up and the island grew old. And in that way, they both changed. Where Fabrea's vision grew sharp, the islands grew dim. And as time passed, Fabrea found she wanted and needed more than the fruit the island was willing to bear. She wanted to see beyond the waves. She wanted to bring others to the island. But the island had grown used to Fabrea, and it didn't want anyone else near her. It liked that all of her attention was spent on the island's needs alone. So while she slept, the island formed a small crack in its core. The crack was tiny, but it ran deep, so deep that down in the bowels of the earth, the rock around that crack crumbled, and then shook, and then sent vibrations through the earth, through the caves and into the surrounding oceans. And spreading as gossip spreads, the vibrations caused the waves to grow bigger as they traveled around the world. By the time those waves returned to the island shore, they were riddled with storms. Black light sparked and pricked. The water thundered and crashed, and Fabrea woke to chaos. Every time she tried to leave the island, the waves crashed on the shore, making it impossible. Anytime anyone came close to the island, their small boats were torn to shreds. Fabrea climbed the highest bough of the tallest trees to try to see beyond the storms, but the island had spun a web of fog so thick and so dark that she couldn't see through it. Not knowing what to do and not understanding the island's fury, she did what she could to survive. She picked the fruit and hid it in tree trunks so that she had the provisions she needed as the days got colder and the nights got longer. She filled barrels with water and planted seeds in sheltered spaces. The island hunted out the seeds and the water supplies and poisoned them both, but still, Fabrea kept going. She gave the island enough to appease it. And while the island thought she was sleeping or busy with necessities of survival, Fabrea searched. There had to be a way. There had to be a way off the island. "You ungrateful wretch," the shadows in the deep rock whispered. "The island has provided for you and protected you. And now you leave when you don't think you need it. That's selfish and that's wicked." Fabrea felt the truth in the words. The island had turned, that was true, but it had once been a good place that had given her what she needed. She felt the shadows wheedle their way into her brain, where their voices became stronger. You need the island. You can't survive without the island. Beyond the island is certain death. You owe the island. The whispers were relentless. They didn't pause, not for a moment. Every time Fabrea started to think about building a boat, the words would make themselves heard. What makes you think you can build anything, let alone sail your own ship? And in the dark and the cold, Fabrea felt the truth of the whispers. How could she build and sail her own ship if she was still reliant on the island? So she committed to herself, and she stopped taking. Not because she didn't need it, but because she didn't want to be bound by it. Every inch of shelter came with a mile of rope to hang her. Every piece of fruit came with a gallon of vinegar. Every drop of water came with an ounce of salt. And so Fabrea stopped taking anything. And with that, the war between Fabrea and the island intensified. The island noticed that Fabrea was relying less and less on its bounty, and it got angry. Fabrea, on the other hand, noticed that the less she relied on the island, the more powerful she became. She learned to swim through the storm, getting stronger every time. She made great horns out of seashells and called to those beyond the island, and they replied. She caught fish from deeper parts of the ocean and built shelters using driftwood that floated in from the waves. Soon, except for a corner of the beach, Fabrea took nothing from the island, and as a result, the fruits ripened and rotted. The tree roots tangled and knotted, and the deep caves became full of stagnant water. Determined that all of its pains were entirely down to the fact that Fabrea no longer served its needs, the island grew cold and hard and old and dark. Roots grew to snakes, and bark grew tough and leathery. Fabrea, on the other hand, grew a garden around her of such flourishing beauty that sometimes she forgot that she was on the island at all. She planted her own trees and grew her own fruit and built her own shelter, cut her own bark. She caught her own fish, mended her own nets, and piece at a time, she built her own boat, and the island watched. What else could it do? Over the years, that crack at its core had grown so wide and so deep, and the water had seeped into the island, turning it into a swamp that could no more move or change than the tide could cease to rise or fall. Seeing the distress the island was in softened Fabrea, and despite the stench and the bitterness, she spent time every day trying to empty that swamp. The island, so deep and wallowing, hardly noticed, choosing instead to blame Fabrea for its state. Knowing the island would not and could not hear her, Fabrea did what she could and focused on her boat. You will never make it off the island, the voices kept whispering. And Fabrea replied, I will. I will make it because of you. I learned to swim in the storm. Now I am strong. I learned to grow food in salt-soaked water, and now I am creative. I learned to build fires in dripping red fog. Now I am determined. I learned to fish in the deepest oceans, and now I am abundant. I learned to love in the thickness of hate, and now I am fearless. I learned to climb through tangled, gripping roots. Now I am smart. I learned to connect with souls across the ocean. Now I am not alone. I learned to stand tall and stand strong, no matter the storm, because I am woman. And in that moment, the winds around the globe gathered to hear Fabrea speak, and their cheering created gusts that lifted her sails, and before the island could wrap roots around her, the boat she had built launched off the shore, and with the island's whispers raising to shouts, Fabrea was free. She sailed past many new islands in her adventure, yet didn't stop at a single one. She knew the islands were islands for a reason, and she was looking for mainland. She didn't know what it would look like, but she knew that if she stayed on the ocean waves and followed her stars, she would make it. She would make it because she was strong. She was creative. She was determined. She was abundant. She was fearless. She was smart. She was woman, which meant above all things, she had sisters, which meant no matter where she traveled, she was never alone. Ah, well, there you go. To my sisters. Hey, how's your beautiful day? Are you stuck in an island somewhere? Kind of needing to get off, but a little scared, a little concerned, a little worried? Just keep on building. All right, hey, I have got a hedge full of birds making such an amount of noise. I don't know if you can hear it on the sound. It's like a whole flock of vandalous starlings have found my garden, and I swear there is nothing left. Oh well, that's how it is. All right, beautiful humans, have a beautiful day. Have a beautiful week. Go and hug the people you love and make amends with somebody you're having issues with. I'll see you next time. Oop, drop around to www.tinaconstant.com. That is Constant with a K. And if you haven't joined the fireside yet, I'd love to see you. All right, have a good one. Bye-bye now.